Los Angeles is burning this week. I was at a neighbor's yesterday. She was preparing plans to escape our island when the fires reach here. Wanted to know if she should get her own boat or just hope to use another neighbor's. I said, we got a couple. Probably have to charge plenty for a fiery evacuation, though. Okay, she didn't find that funny. End of the world humor while Rome is burning doesn't really cut it. This is the doom and gloom era. Global warming, glacial melt, sea level rise, Category 8 hurricanes, biblical floods, bird flu fears, pandemics, untreatable bacterial infections, artificial intelligence, overpopulation, glacial melting, religious wars, genetic manipulation, and even the old nuclear jitters. The closet of midnight anxieties is overflowing and the boogeyman is crawling out from under the bed. Sure, add wildfire to the list. And did I mention earthquakes and tsunamis? Of course, let's not forget zombies. If our current infatuations with all things undead is any indication, this might be the one to worry about. Probably going to take plenty of planning to survive the coming apocalypse, I'm figuring. A year's supply of food and water. Probably need a fallout shelter to store it in. Garlic and crosses to keep back the vampires. Might have been a bad move living on the end of an island with only one road off to the mainland. Or maybe, well, might just be the best place to be, far from the mayhem, cities ablaze, neurotoxin missiles raining down, pestilence everywhere, robots taking over. Hard to say. Flip a coin, luck of the draw. Me, I'm glad to be at the far end of the continent, water lapping at our shore. Worst case, I'll rent or sell kayaks and row boats to the evacuees. Not sure what I'll do with the profits once civilization has collapsed, but I might as well be the last optimist. I can be the guy who turns out the lights when everyone else is left, if nothing.